Yes. It was the BAFTA Awards. It was Emerald City Comic Con. It was the kickoff of Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday 2 tour. It was Madonna and Kylie Minogue together on stage. And it was with Paris Fashion Week. Oh my God, a lot of epic new fashion collections and fashion moments. Steve-O Smith reinvented menswear at Paris Fashion Week. I loved all of Steve-O Smith's pieces. They were all completely see-through, completely sheer, but it was like the outlines of men's suits, men's trench coats, men's dress shirts. Oh my God, I need all of this Steve-O Smith Paris 2024 collection. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Maison. Kim Hee Kim by Kimente Kim Hee Kim. I love their, they called it the Helen braided dress, which was made up of flowing white human hair that was braided, with the braids forming the entire body of the dress. Like, it was, the body of the dress was entirely braids of human hair that was white, and then it had flowing white hair that was not braided flowing over the shoulders. Oh my God. And I also loved Maison Kim Hee Kim's furry sunglasses. They had sexy supermodel Samuel Bowman open the show wearing a pair of the Maison Kim Hee Kim furry sunglasses, but in a pair that had a very sunflowerish effect, but in a very X-Men sort of way. It looked directly like one of the X-Men characters from the 90s, but I'm not remembering the name. I think it's like one of those more obscure X-Men, X-Factor, X-Force characters. I loved Issey Miyake's ombre rainbow dress with matching sheer ombre rainbow gloves. I'm going to need a ombre rainbow everything. I also loved Issey Miyake's color contrasted square shape shawl style coats as well. Oh my God. One of them had like what seemed to be oversized leopard print, like a bright kind of, but not quite leopard print because they were more spaced out, but like those dots that have the outlines of yellow. Anyway, designer Harry Halim, who is not Harry Hamlin, just dropped his new ready-to-wear 2024 lookbook. I love the super cropped moto jacket made out of that super shiny PVC material. I think it's called polyurethane. Harry Halim's new collection also appears on the latest cover of Prestige Indonesia, as worn by, I'm assuming she's a superstar in Indonesia, Rachel Nathani, aka Rachel L7. I've photographed covers for Prestige, but a different international edition of Prestige, so that is super exciting to see Harry Halim on one of their covers. Anyway, Prestige Indonesia's latest cover showcases on Rachel. It showcases some very lush chocolate brown pieces from Harry Halim's 2024 collection. I especially love the Harry Halim chocolate brown fur platform boots, which were thigh highs. They were very sexy Wookiee style. And speaking of Wookiees, it was Emerald City Comic Con, widely known as the first big Comic Con of Comic Con season, held by Reed Pop, which I guess Reed Pop does like all of the, a lot of the big major Comic Con. So this is the first of the year. I loved Emerald City Comic Con's Lord of the Rings cast reunion. Elijah Wood was so hot. I love that Elijah Wood showed up in a cardigan in a mustard color paired with a matching light, I guess you would say mustard colored also, light mustard colored striped shirt. It was a very cute, very preppy look, and I love how his co-star Sean Astin showed up in his own cardigan to match Elijah, but Sean Astin's cardigan was royal red. Oh my God. Oh my God, it was a whole preppy, totally matching Lord of the Rings reunion. Chris Evans, aka Captain America, was at Emerald City Con and posed for sexy prom theme photos with fashion influencer slash rapper Frankie Flawless, in which Frankie wore a light cream color suit with a light cream leather blazer with what appeared to be rose shapes embossed into the fabric. which Frankie Flawless paired, and or I guess I would say accessorized, with gigantic aviator shades as Frankie held Captain America by the waist. It was very sexy. It was very hot. Oh my god. I love Frankie the Flawless's other looks, like he wears all these fur coats on his Instagram. Oh my god. Frankie Flawless is so sexy. And so is Captain America. But Frankie Flawless, oh my god. Nicki Minaj kicked off her Pink Friday 2 world tour with costuming for the tour entirely by Dolce & Gabbana. I hope I pronounced their name right. I love the DNG metallic silver leotard with a stomach cutout. It looked kind of like a plunging neckline, but it's kind of stopped by like the bra area silver and kind of stops that plunging effect, but it's like completely cut out in the front. And it had soldier style, you know, those soldier style shoulders with the fringe, but it was like all silver. And it's not quite a rose design or a swirl design, but it gives a kind of swirly kind of rose effect on that, the design of that leotard. Oh my god, and she wore it with long, super long black hair with flawless pop queen bangs and matching silver metallic DNG boots with the same swirly rose print that matched the leotard and shiny nude pantyhose layered with nude fishnets. And of course she had the long, flawless nails. In the pictures I saw, she had long, I don't know if they're jeweled, long bejeweled rose pink nails, but I'm sure she's changed them since I've seen that she's like swapped the outfits out with each different tour date. The fans also turned it out in pink ensembles. I saw pink fur coats. Oh my god, pink two-piece suits, glittery pink metal chest plates. My favorite look the Instagram name is Lawyer Barbs, who arrived in a pink spandex jumpsuit paired with epicified flowing blonde hair with pink streaks, with a very sculptural updo that was very similar to Nicki's hair from the Pink Friday 2 album cover, but it was also very Queen Amidala, but a blonde Queen Amidala with pink tips and pink streaks. Oh my god, Lawyer Barb's hair was extremely articulate, but very majestic. Oh my god. Oh my god, so lit. I want to go to this Pink Friday 2 tour. Paris Fashion Week. Duran Lantink's thigh-high boots for men that were like wool thigh-high stockings that double as boots. I need them. They also had all these epic cropped sweaters and vests that showed off the abs, and all of the models rocking this Duran Lantink runway had very hot, very sexy abs. I also love Duran Lantink's men's windbreaker leotard. It was like a leotard that was a windbreaker, and it had gigantic, like super gigantic shoulders. It was literally my 80s fantasy. I'm going to need Duran Lantink to send me some of these windbreaker / leotards. But I love Duran's women's collection also. The women's collection had a cropped hooded blood red puffer jacket with matching booty shorts with matching thigh-high boots. Oh my god, I need Duran Lantink to design my life. The fur was furring at Preciot, I hope I'm saying that right, Preciot's new 2024 Echo collection designed by Mr. Vincent. I love the big black fur coat. Oh my god, that black fur coat is so flawless. But I also love all of their fur coats, including one that appeared to be a big wraparound design, like it kind of went in a crisscross wraparound design. And I love their big fur hats. I think that there was a model who removed the hat. I don't know if that like doubled as a scarf, but I think it was just a really gigantic big fur hat. I also love Preciot's gigantic black headdress that had long lengths of black hair spiking out like a gothic intergalactic showgirl. I love Lacoste's green collection. Lacoste They had a furry royal green robe and a very light nude puffer trench coat with royal green interior lining. I love this whole royal green theme. And they had a very light nude V-neck sweater with a grand total of 2 royal green stripes. They also had like some sort of messenger bag that matched the whole royal green and light nude theme. I also see that Lacoste put men in tights as pants on the runway. Oh my god, I have been wearing tights as pants everywhere. And now even Lacoste is doing it. Even Lacoste is doing these pants on, even these tights as pants. I was beginning to say pants as tights, but I mean, it may as well be, right? Rock by Rock Huang. That's R-O-K-H by Rock Huang. I love this line. A lot of dresses and skirts for men. Very medieval age vibes from some of these pieces. The floor-length caramel color trench coat dress is my favorite. And the way the line is accessorized with a fur scarf that wraps around the neck and trails across the floor. I'm going to need some of Rock's fur scarves. Speaking of fur, I liked Louis Vuitton. Wait, I had this pronunciation correct before. Is it Louis Vuitton? I hope so. Anyway, Louis Vuitton had a polka dot fur coat designed by Nicholas Geschgier. It was like a light brown fox fur with some oversized polka dot-esque shapes on top, but the polka dots weren't perfectly shaped polka dots to give it a full natural look, since it was obviously real fox fur. If I saw a polka dot fox or wolf in the wild, I would squeal. It's such a good look. Oh my god, they need to be polka dotted. Stella McCartney definitely served at Paris Fashion Week. I love the baggy, bedazzled black bodysuit with sheer cutouts from her men's line, and it was so sparkly. From the women's line, Stella had a PETA-style fur coat that is not real fur, obviously. Stella is a longtime PETA advocate, and her not-real-fur fur coat looked very peak J-Lo from the whole Jenny from the Block era, if J-Lo ever decided to ditch real fur for faux fur. I personally like real fur, but I feel like this big, huge, humongous floor-length cream color faux fur coat is just so flawless that even I, as a real fur lover, oh my god, it just looks amazing. And the way that Stella McCartney paired it with white vegan leather dominatrix style boots, so sexy, very sexy vegetarian. The fur at Alexander McQueen by Sean McGurr. Oh my god, a medium cream color fur coat dress that was like a super short dress, but the collar was so oversized it nearly covered the model's head. Oh my god, that is the way I like fur. Oh my god, I need to wear fur. That's collar of fur is so big it almost covers my head. It's like the ultimate fantasy Cruella de Vil. And McQueen 2024 also had a very PETA-friendly wool sweater that also had gigantic oversized collars that coiled around the model's entire upper body, and it came in a few colors, actually, this giant sweater with the gigantic oversized collar. I like the one that was like a very nude ivory color. I also love Sean McGinn for Alexander McQueen's short metal dresses that appear to be made entirely of metal and look like oversized perfume flasks. I love epic perfume flasks, but I especially loved the shiny royal blue perfume flask dress, but I also like the neon lime green perfume flask dress. McQueen by Sean McGinn's men's long black fur coat with streaks of brown was also epic, as were all the fur coats. My favorite editorial that just came out this week, I love Harper Bazaar Arabia's cover story starring supermodel Iman. Is it Iman or is it Iman? I think it's Iman Imon. The editorial was styled by Ayumi Perry and features the supermodel wearing what appears to be a black gown with a very elaborate sequined gold leaf bodice. Like, it's a series of, like, lots of, it looks like lots of gold leaves, but they're like sequin, made out of sequins, and they're completely gold. Like, it looks completely blinged out. And it was made by Indian designer Rahul Mishra. Oh my god, she also, all of her looks were epic. She also wore an epic vinyl geometric catsuit with square headpiece by London designer Geoffrey Mack. Or maybe it's just said Jeffrey Mack, but it sounds like Geoffrey. I still remember the time that I thought someone's name was Stefan, and it turned out their name was Steven. It just looks like it's spelled like Stefan, and they were very pissed at me. So maybe this person whose name looks like Geoffrey Mack, maybe their name is actually Jeffrey Mack. But anyway, so the headpiece by G. Mack featured a cutout showing off Imon's flawless face with the flawless on-point makeup, which was by Kill Pretty. Oh my god, I need whatever lip liner Imon was using. Designer Bad Bench Tong created two of Imon's looks, a giant flower that looks like the silhouette of a rose. It was like a dress, but it was actually like a giant flower. It was like a giant, is that a statue of a flower? I don't know. I don't think that, I think that the bottom is like completely sealed, so I'm pretty sure this is like a photo shoot exclusive piece, right? Like you can't walk in it. Maybe you can. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can walk in it. I don't know. But another long dress by Bad Bench Tong appears to be a spandex bodysuit with giant circular shape jutting out of the back, and it was completely bright pink, like a hot pink. Oh my god, I need this spandex bodysuit with gigantic circular shape jutting out of the back. It's looks perfect for creating immaculate lighting when you're taking selfies outdoors. Like, you know how sometimes when you take selfies outdoors there are shadows cast? Oh my god, that gigantic circular thing jutting out of the back would completely help with the lighting outdoors. That's like non-stop, infinite, epic, perfect lighting for all the selfies, all the photo content, all the video content. Anyway, Mark Bryan, the epic fashion influencer Mark Bryan, busted out some leather over-the-knee boots by Christian Louboutin, completely white in the front, completely black in the back. They were like a sexier version of Nancy Sinatra, and he wore it with, I think it was like darker nude pantyhose by He Duan. Back to Paris Fashion Week. I love Junya Watanabe's intergalactic villain vibes of the entire Paris 2024 collection. Everything all black, all the extra villainous capes. I love the black fur throw that had almost winged arms, except it had no arms because it's a throw, but the arms wrap around the arms. Whatever, but it has no arms, but the arm area, what would be the arm area, wraps around what would be the arm area. It looks flawless. I like all the pieces with the gigantic big shoulders covered in spikes, all of the Darth Vader type bodysuit patterns that are on all the jackets, all the coats, all the capes. Oh my god, I love the long black belted trench coat that's tightly belted in like six places, and the belts are all covered in spikes. I need Noir K. Ninomaya's new collaboration with Reebok. Oh my god, I hope this comes to Reebok stores. Chunky bright red athletic heel with contrasting neon lime daisy and black designs all over the sneaker. And I need the white star-shaped messenger bag that was covered in white 3D daisies. Their whole collection was non-stop 3D daisies. And the shoes also come in all white. I'm also going to need Noir K. Ninomaya's 3D 3D Daisy shirt, which hat was completely rainbow colored, like it was like lots of the 3D daisies but in different colors, making up like a non-stop rainbow. Then they were like a plasticky material. Oh my god, this would be perfect for Pride or for the rest of the year. And the collection is available at Comme des Gazons stores, and I believe at Dover Street. Speaking of Comme des Gazons, CDG showed up and showed out at Paris Fashion Week with the new Comme des Gazons 2024 collection designed by REI Kawakubo. REI Kawakubo Ray's, I think, the CDG gowns by RK were gowning, and those elaborate sculptural hairstyles, oh my god, Lawyer Barbs would be proud, and Nicki Minaj would be proud, and I am very proud. CDG is going to need to release some hair products. I love the black leather bell-bottoms. That to say they flare out would be an understatement. The bell-bottoms had an exaggerated poodle effect, and there was also a leather, black leather dress in the collection with an extremely exaggerated poodle effect. And then there was a gigantic black bow dress with a gigantic bow and ballooning skirt. All of the gowns by Comme des Gazons for their Paris Fashion Week 2024 collection were gowning, honestly. And oh my god, that wraps up the new future fashion icons. I loved all of the Paris 2024 collections. They were all epic. They were all lit. I hope you all tune in next time. Bye.